الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون وقال تعالى لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم وقال تعالى ما يفعل الله بعذابكم إن شكرتم وآمنتم وكان الله شاكرا عليما ولقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس الغنى عن كثرة العرض ولكن الغنى غنى النفس وروي عن عبيد الله بن محصن الختمي الأنصاري رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أصبح منكم آمنا في سربه معافا في جسده عنده قوت يومه فكأنما حيزت له الدنيا بحذافيرها أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين أما بعد Respected علماء الكرام elders, brothers and young ones in Islam Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Once again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us by giving us the opportunity to gather and be present at a Jumu'ah and also to listen to the Jumu'ah talk. And we've heard time and again that the purpose of these talks is not simply to increase knowledge, to listen to a few incidents and increase our database of knowledge. We are in the age where everyone wants to accumulate information. But this is not the purpose of the Jumu'ah talk. The purpose of the Jumu'ah talk is when we leave here, we leave as changed people. We leave with a changed conviction, with as better human beings. Something different, something should happen between the time that we've started, that we've entered, set foot into the masjid and when we leave the masjid. And that should reflect in our actions. As one poet said very beautifully, kamyabi kaam se banti hai, na ke husne kalam se. That success, the word in Urdu is kamyabi. The word is kaam, it requires action, not simply very flowery speeches and information. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make amal. And again, when we talk about the Jumu'ah bayan, the objective, when we say the objective is to have some action, that action should be such action which links us to our purpose and objective in life. So whenever we as speakers stand up to speak, and when any of us listen, then this should be the purpose. This should be in the back of the mind. So nevertheless, when thinking about what to speak on, I came across some advices that were shared by the current Grand Mufti of Pakistan, Hazrat Mufti Rafi Usmani, Damat Barakatuhum, and he has said that his sheikh and his teacher and his mentor, Hazrat Dr. Abdul Hayy Arifi Rahmatullahi Alayhi, the Khalifa of Hazrat Maulana Shafi Ithanbi Rahmatullahi Alayhi, had shared with him as a very, very special treasure. And he shared these four actions that if we implement in our lives, very simple actions, that they will become the easy path to Jannah. All of us are looking for quick fixes, simple solutions, not too complicated. Give us some simple prescription, how do we achieve our objective? So Hazrat has given in this four actions, very simple, very practical prescription on how do we make our path to Jannah easy. In other words, how do we achieve our objective in this world? And that is to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to give priority of the hereafter over the life of this dunya. So the first thing, as it says, and it's an extremely, extremely important aspect. We're seeing it around us, everywhere we look, that people are being challenged because of failure to make amal on this simple prescription of our deen. And the first prescription that is given is to be constantly, the tongue to be constantly making shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now on the face of it, it may sound that, you know, shukr, we always say shukr, shukr, alhamdulillah. But the shukr is not just something that emanates from the lips. It is a state wherein we feel satisfied with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. All sorts of challenges, all sorts of things run through our mind, particularly in the materialistic world that we live in today. The types of thoughts that go through people's minds. We have pilots crashing planes into the mountains because they are consumed with depression. Yet only if we reflect over what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, then at every single moment we'll be making shukr. Hazrat Mufti Rafi Rahmat, Damat Barakatum, Hazrat Mufti Rafi Sahib says, the shukr should be something that is constantly happening. When we wake up in the morning, everything is fine. Shukr alhamdulillah. Shukr alhamdulillah. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. You reach work on time. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. When you see your children, they're well and healthy and fine. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. Because we don't realize, but what it is that we consume ourselves with, that, oh, I'm lacking in this. And if only I had done a certain thing in my life at a certain time, if I had not made this decision in my life, if I had studied in a certain direction, in a certain degree, or if I moved the business in this direction, these are all thoughts that are not going to help us anything in this dunya or in the akhirat. Or in the akhirat. And in order to understand fully, or to appreciate the ni'mats that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. One hadith that is narrated by a sahabi by the name of Ubaidullah ibn Mihsan al-Ansari radiyallahu anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man asbaha minkum aminan fi sirbi." The one who wakes up in the morning and he is safe and sound, either himself or within his community, within his society, he has this number one. Safe and sound, he's healthy, he's fine. أَصْبَحَ مِنْكُمْ آمِنًا فِي سِرْبِهِ مُعَافًا فِي جَسَدِهِ. Number two, his body is safe and healthy. He hasn't been afflicted with any serious calamity. And number three, عِنْدَهُ قُوتُ يَوْمِ. He has enough food to keep his back straight. The ulama explained that قُوت is مَا يُقِيمُ بِهِ سُلْبَهِ. When a person goes to that level of hunger, which probably you and I can't even think about, then what happens is that the back starts to bend. That hunger, we don't even experience it in the month of Ramadan. This is that hunger that days on end you are hungry, so just enough food to keep the back straight. That's enough, that's the food that the hadith talks about. If he has these three things, number one is that he is safe and sound, his body is safe and sound, the people around him, the community is safe and sound, and he has enough food to keep him alive for the day. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, فَكَأَنَّمَا حِيزَتْ لَهُ الدُّنْيَا بِحَدَافِيرِهَا. That person has the entire dunya full of ni'mats gathered for him. So what excuse do we have then to be depressed, to be sad? It's becoming a constant sickness that, you know, we are unhappy, gloomy, that I have married a certain person. Now my life is like this. You know, I have regrets over my life. Are we unhappy with the decisions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made with us in taqdeer? We have to accept our lives and have to recognize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with innumerable bounties. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that لَيْسَ الْغِنَى عَنْ كَثْرَةِ الْعَرَضِ. True richness, true wealth is not from possessions, the accumulation of possessions, and whether those be physical or abstract, material or immaterial, whether it be degrees, whether it be status. وَلَكِنَّ الْغِنَى غِنَى النَّفْسِ. True happiness and true wealth, true status comes from the status that we give, that happiness that we experience within our hearts. So this is a very important teaching of our deen. And it is something that is not only for the benefit of the hereafter, it is something that is becoming increasingly important for a smooth and comfortable life in this world also. Because failure to do this is leading people to do all sorts of crazy things. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make proper shukr. In another ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah ta'ala explains another benefit of shukr. Another benefit of shukr is that Allah says that مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. Why should Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punish you? What's the purpose of Allah ta'ala punishing you if you're going to be making shukr? The problem is that we've forgotten all of the good that has happened and we're only focusing on the things that we don't have. Whereas Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Abu Hurairah, "Unzuru ila man huwa asfala minkum. Unzuru ila man huwa asfala minkum. Wa la tanzuru ila man huwa fawqakum." When it comes to your worldly matters, look at those who are of a lower social standing. Look at those who have less qualifications. Look at those who have less things of this outward material things of this world. Look at those people. Then you'll recognize what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. فَهُوَ أَجْدَرُ أَلَّا تَزْدَرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. Then you are more likely not to regard as insignificant the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. Believe me, every single person sitting here, every single person sitting here is blessed with huge, huge blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the greatest of which is iman. How many of us make shukr for this iman every morning when we wake up? If we can only start with the single thing, shukr for the iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, that we are on that path where every single aspect of our lives is guided by a divine code. From how we wake up in the morning to how we sleep, to how we eat, to how we do business. What a great system this is. Just see those that are, you know, wandering astray, looking for what the purpose of life is. Just this one single thing is such a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to make proper amal on this advice. This great advice that will enable us to achieve a very easy path to Jannah. Every morning when we wake up, if we can't do it initially at every single moment, then every morning when we wake up, spend a few minutes making shukr. Oh Allah, give me shukr. I make shukr for this that I have. We are now aware and we're seeing that the so-called experts of management and business schools and other places around the world, they teach their students to think about things that they should be grateful about. Because it's been proven now that once you are conscious of what you have, you'll be more effective in what you are doing. In whatever it is that you're carrying out in your life, whichever area you're in, whichever field. But once you recognize what you are blessed with already, then you will have a positive outlook towards life and your whole attitude and your whole approach to the way you do things will be totally different. So let us not feel for a moment that anyone, any single person over here is worse off than anyone at all. We have all been granted great, great blessings from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is upon us to recognize that. And now to maximize those bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in order to achieve His recognition and the purpose of our lives. The next prescription, the next action, simple action, which Hazrat Dr. Abdul Hayy rahmatullahi alayhi passed on to his student Hazrat Mufti Rafi Saab Damat Barakatuhum, he said that the next action is sabr. Sabr. Yes, everything in life is not going to be going according to what we want all the time. So, what is expected of us when those incidents occur, when those such types of things occur that do not meet our own expectations, they are not consistent with what was our expectation of a situation, someone's passing away, certain loss that happened, an argument that took place, a dispute in the family, a loss of wealth, someone has done you down for some money. So what is the expectation, what is the requirement at that time? So sabr is a very simple yet profound concept. The ulama explained that sabr means that at the time of difficulty, not to do any action that would displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the meaning of sabr. This is the meaning of sabr. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has elaborated on this in the Quran Kareem, where He said that الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةً. What should be the reaction? That those who when a calamity befalls them, what do they do? قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. They say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Now there's a misconception sometimes that the only time you say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ is when a person passes away. This is not correct. The Quran Sharif says, musiba. In one hadith of Bukhari Sharif, the lamp went off, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is this also a calamity? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, you know, in every small inconvenience that occurs to a Muslim, this is a calamity. But then he also said, ajaban li amri al-mu'min. Subhanallah. Ajaban li amri al-mu'min. How amazing a believer's life is. How amazing a believer's life is. Inna amrahu kullahu lahu khair. His whole life is full of good. Whether it be outward good or outward challenge and difficulty. Why? In asabahu sarra shakara fakana khayra lah. Wa in asabahu darra sabara fakana khayra lah. Because if some good comes to him, then he will make shukr. He won't become pride and ostentatious. He won't become consumed with himself that this good that has happened to me is because of my own inherent goodness. He'll immediately attribute that goodness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that good will become a source of further good for him. Because it connects him with his creator. Wa in asabahu darra. And when difficulty comes upon him, again it is a source of him connecting with his creator. So I ask you, that then where is the room for depression and gloominess and, you know, unhappiness with life, particularly the youth amongst us, with the kinds of pressures that are out there, the expectations that you should be of a certain, you should be dressed in a certain way, you should be achieving a certain type of income, you should be carrying a certain type of cell phone. What is all of this? What is all of this? Hazrat Nu'man ibn Bashir radiallahu anhu, he said in one hadith, لَقَدْ رَأَيْتُ نَبِيَّكُمْ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لَقَدْ رَأَيْتُ نَبِيَّكُمْ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَمَا يَجِدُ مِنَ الدَّقْلِ مَا يَمْلَأُ بَطَنَ. I have seen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with my own eyes, he says. And in such condition that at times he didn't have even inferior quality, stale dates to fill his stomach with. But he was the Nabi of Allah. He achieved such great accomplishments in his life. So there is no need for despondency. There is no need to become consumed and to become preoccupied with what we don't have. So this aspect of sabr is an extremely important aspect. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says with regards to Ashab al-Suffa, again just to explain that the era that we live in, the time that we live in, as far as material possessions go, there probably hasn't passed an era over human history where so much of material possessions existed. But yet people are as unhappy as they have ever been. So in this riwayat, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says with regards to the Ashab al-Suffa, he said, لَقَدْ رَأَيْتُ سَبْعِينَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ الصُّفَّةِ. He said, I have seen more than 70 from the Ashab al-Suffa. And not one of them even had a full garment. مَا لِأَحَدِهِمْ مِنْهُمْ رِدَى. None of them had even a full garment. In those days, the garments used to be split into two, a bottom portion of the garment and the covering on the top. So those who had the bottom would wear the bottom, obviously covering the aura. And those who had the top would wear the top. But it wasn't something that precluded them from making the most of the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They didn't fall into depression. They didn't fall into a kind of complaining attitude about life. So this is again an extremely important ibadat. This is what we need to realize, that sabr and shukr are actually ibadats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because every time good occurs or some kind of challenge happens, and we think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we reflect that this is the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then in reality we are recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are achieving our objective in this world, and we are making our path to Jannah simple. So this is the second prescription which has been given by Hazrat. The third aspect which is mentioned, and that is istighfar. Istighfar, it is narrated that Adam alayhi salam, when Shaitan had been rejected and been thrown out from the heavens, and he had requested Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all sorts of powers, the ability to misguide, the ability not to be seen, to come from the front, the back, from all angles to attack people. Then Adam alayhi salam said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he is going to be so influential, then what is it that my people will have? What will my children have to protect them from shaitan? And it is reported that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that I will give you such a weapon that if this weapon is used against the ploys and the attacks of shaitan, then those attacks and ploys stand no chance in front of this weapon. And this is the weapon of istighfar. This is the weapon of istighfar. So this is another, it should be a very common thing in our lives, in our daily lives. Unfortunately, the reality is this, that the common words on our tongues, I don't want to say it over here in the masjid. Each and every one of us know what is probably the most common word we say, some of us say in the day. The types of words that we use, these are not words that are supposed to be on the tongues of a Muslim businessman, let alone teacher, students. So yes, astaghfirullah, alhamdulillah, mashallah. So this repetition of istighfar, continuously seeking the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this becomes a protection from the ploys and the attacks of shaitan. In fact, I remember Hazrat Maulana Yunus Sahib rahmatullah alayh, in one particular bayan delivered from the same platform, Hazrat said, he quoted the ayat from Surah Nuh, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises so many benefits on istighfar. An increase in sustenance, an increase in progeny, barakat in your life, upon a simple prescription like istighfar. And then, finally, Hazrat says the fourth prescription is the prescription of isti'adha, to seek refuge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, we live in an era and a time when things happen very quickly. Calamities befall, suddenly something happens. Suddenly we hear that certain person who was here, he's gone. Or certain accident has taken place, an old family has been wiped out. And obviously, it's natural for human beings to experience some type of fear, some type of anxiety with regards to the future. So the prescription there is to say, A'udhu Billah, A'udhu Billah. I seek protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from any evil befalling me. And when we fear the attacks of shaitan, then to say, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. These are prescriptions, simple prescriptions that don't cost any money. They don't cost us much time also. But they will become the source of a very simple and very comfortable and smooth life in this world and a very quick path to Jannah. In fact, Hazrat Mufti Rafi Sahib Damat Barakatum says that as far as a person's past goes, the past becomes protected by making excessive istighfar. The present and the future is, the present of a person is protected through constantly sabr and shukr. Think about your life, everything that you do in your life. If you just handle it with sabr and shukr, your boss phoned you and gave you some, spoke to you in a bad way. You deal with it with sabr or shukr. Or suddenly some new information came that's putting you into a difficult, you're making you very, very anxious. It's making you tense. Deal with it with sabr and shukr. Some good befell you. You make shukr. So Hazrat says that sabr and shukr will protect and ensure a smooth present for the person. And isti'adha, seeking protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from all types of evil, will ensure a very smooth and comfortable future for the person. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make amal on these simple prescriptions that have been taught to us by our elders. The month of Ramadan is coming up in a few days. Let us start implementing this from now. It is the spiritual high season that comes. And we know, all of us that are businessmen, that when it comes to the financial high season, the business season, we all are preparing in advance. So let us start stocking up of these things. Hazrat says, my Shaykh Maa Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi to say, Hey isi tarah se mumkin, yehi raah se guzarna. Hey isi tarah se mumkin, yehi raah se guzarna. Kabhi dil se sabr karna, kabhi dil se shukr karna. The way to live a comfortable and a smooth life in this world is only one way. At some times you'll have to make sabr, and at some times you'll have to make shukr. Another Arabic poet says very beautifully, and I'll end off on this, وَمَا قَضَىٰ أَحَدٌ مِّنْهَا لُبَانَتَهُ. Don't think that anyone came into this world and fulfilled every single desire of his. It hasn't happened. No person has come into the world and fulfilled every single wish and desire. Because what happens is, وَمَنْ تَهَىٰ مِنْهَا أَرَبٌ مِّنْهَا إِلَّا إِلَىٰ أَرَبِي.
One desire creates another desire. One desire creates. So this is how we are as human beings. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make amal on these advices. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.